This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time out for sports. It's the NFL's draft week, where an elite group of college football players will be selected by one of the league's 32 teams. Locally, folks will be looking to see if the Carolina Panthers can beef up the team's defense, as they have said they want to do. Also, what will be the fate of the three UNC Charlotte 49ers players who are among the draft prospects, and how will this year's draft be different in the face of the coronavirus pandemic? Joining me to talk about these questions and others is Langston Wirtz Jr., a longtime sports writer for the Charlotte Observer. Hi, Langston.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's a big week for the NFL, and fans are really excited, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the NFL draft this week, and in a time when there's no live sports on television, it's going to do bigger numbers than it normally does. It normally does quite huge numbers.
And I'm hearing that the Carolina Panthers are expected to trade down in the draft as one part of their strategy. Explain that, and is that a good or bad thing?
It could be good. The Panthers have so many needs on defense, so if you trade down, theoretically, you're going to get more draft picks. But right now, nobody really knows.
So what else is in their strategy for the draft, and what key positions are they looking to fill? Who do you think they'll take?
The Panthers have so many needs, Gwen, on defense. Their entire defensive line pretty much is gone. Luke Kuechly, linebacker, retired. Thomas Davis, the other star linebacker, is gone. Who will the Panthers take this year? Right now, they're being tied to Auburn defensive lineman Derrick Brown. He's a 6'6", 315-pounder. He's rated as high as the third-best overall talent in the draft. So if the Panthers were to trade down, they might look at trying to go back, you know, two or three picks maybe, and grabbing a guy like Isaiah Simmons out of Clemson. Mm-hmm. He's more of a Thomas Davis, kind of a hybrid type of player that can play multiple positions.
So now there are some UNC Charlotte 49ers. People have been talking about hoping to get picked in the draft. Tell us about them.
Well, there are three of them that people think have a shot. There's running back Benny LeMay, there's defensive end Alex Highsmith, there's offensive lineman Cameron Clark. I can tell you, Gwen, that ESPN analyst Mel Kiper Jr., he really likes Highsmith. He likes Clark, the offensive lineman. He thinks he can earn a spot. He'll probably be a guy who gets drafted on Saturday. Because if I was guessing, I would definitely think Highsmith goes maybe even in the second round. And I think Clark goes, and maybe LeMay gets in the free agent deal.
And this is all going to be so different, where we're used to seeing them there with their families. And this is all going to be virtual.
Yeah, it's all virtual. They'll have a host, I guess, somewhere. And then they'll go to some of the guys' homes and maybe in all the rounds, actually. Definitely going to be different, but I think, you know, more kids in the later rounds may get featured than what we normally see.
Well, moving on to the NBA, they're trying something new that may allow high schoolers to skip college and get paid six figures. What's that about?
It's called a G League developmental program. It's similar to the European developmental leagues that have produced so many great European pros of late. There's a kid, Jalen Green, out of California, 18 years old, being compared to Kobe Bryant at the same age. And Green was signed to a reported $500,000 deal to play in this G League developmental program. He'll be training with pros and against pros, learning how to get used to the pro environment. There's another kid out of Raleigh, Gwen, named Isaiah Todd, who also signed a contract with that G League developmental program. Isaiah Todd turned down a Michigan scholarship offer to do so. And for a kid who's only going to go to college for a semester and a half, this is probably not a bad thing.
Langston, the Michael Jordan series on ESPN, The Last Dance, is finally out there.
Our biggest challenge is us.
Every day was a battle.
Dennis, get up here!
Boom. They don't hear and see Dennis for 48 hours.
No matter what we did, it seemed like it was a story.
Scotty was being selfish.
When the trust is broken, it's sort of shocking.
I never hated Scotty.
Six championships in 8 years.
We were the greatest team, man.
What time is it?
I'm going to ridicule you until you get on the same level with me.
That man getting a free run of me.
It was his team.
My mentality was to go out and win at any cost.
Good. I was reading with people like, you know, how can you make 10 hours of programming off of one season of basketball? And, you know, the general consensus on social media last night was 10 hours wasn't enough. I think America, at least the people that were interested in this thing, got what they wanted. It was well done. there was a lot of controversy about how they were jumping around on the timeline. It didn't bother me at all. It added some dramatic effect. And we learned some things that we didn't, at least I didn't know. Like when Jordan broke his foot his second year in the league, he actually went back to Chapel Hill and was playing 3-on-3 and 5-on-5 basketball way before he was supposed to be doing at a time when he could have re-injured his foot maybe into his career, and the Bulls didn't know it.
Well, let's shift gears here. Some states may begin loosening stay-at-home orders. How do you think this will affect sports, or will it?
In Charlotte, they're actually talking about trying to hold the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in May with no fans. And I think as sports comes back, I think that's what you're going to see in our state, South Carolina, and many other states. They may allow sports to come back just with low or very few fans. But I think there's definitely a push to bring sports back. So hopefully in South Carolina, North Carolina, everywhere else, we'll have some form of sports back within the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, Langston, thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
That's Langston Wirtz, Jr., a longtime sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.